Scrubbing In with Becca Tilley, an iHeartRadio podcast.
We're back! Hi, it's Becca. And Tanya.
Tanya here.
And just making sure you're there. So much has happened this week. It feels like it's been more than just a week.
And a lot has happened this week.
Wow.
A lot's happened in the past like 3 days.
I know. Actually, though, it really all started for me Monday night. But we'll get to that later.
Okay.
You and I had like two dates this weekend with each other.
Uh-huh.
Not to confuse anyone that we had dates with men.
Yes.
Because those are rare
occasions. Rare birds.
We'll start out with that next time, hopefully. But we had, for me, I hope that I'm always your plus one and vice versa. Even when you find someone, unless it's something I don't want to go to, you can invite him.
You're actually a really great date. I really enjoy having you as a date to things.
Thank you.
Because even though you think you're bad at social situations, you're really good at them.
I don't think I'm bad.
Oh, you just don't enjoy them.
I overthink them before I get there, but I'm able to, like, I can turn it on and, like, I know how to behave in a social setting, but internally, I have to prepare for it before I get there.
Yes. Okay. So I found this very interesting. So I asked Becca to be my date to this brunch on Saturday. I had no idea what we were getting ourselves into. I thought it was going to be like a sit down brunch. Yeah. And so Becca tells me of her thought process before she goes, and I found it so interesting. So if you could please share.
Okay, first of all, I can't be the only one who does this. There has to be other people who do this, because I think it's something for people who don't like social settings. There's probably a lot of preparation mentally for it. But in my head, I was thinking, we're sitting down at this brunch. Everywhere I go with Tanya, everyone knows Tanya, and she talks to everyone. And I'm fine, like, just sitting there. I actually enjoy sitting there and no one talking to me. But I was thinking, if someone's sitting on the other side of me and Tanya's talking to someone, am I supposed to interact with this person, or would they rather me not? So, like, I go through this battle of, like, I have to take the social cues. Like, are they wanting me to stop asking questions such as, where are you from? How many siblings do you have? Because that always comes up for me. You know, it's like, do you like Grey's Anatomy?
This goes through your head. Like, how much time do you spend thinking about
it? It's quick. It's brief. It's like,
probably like on our drive over there, right?
Yeah, sure.
But I just love that went through her head, because when we get there, it's very much not a sit down
thing. I was going to say, hold on here. Once we got in, I liked the setup a lot more. We got inside and it was very, like, casual. Everyone's walking around. There's like a buffet and drinks. Yeah. So I liked that. But right when we walked up, there was a carpet, and I talk about anxiety. I was like, do I have to do this? And Tanya kind of was like, I think it'd be cute. But I was awkward and like, okay, like, do we need to? It was just that part really stressed me out.
I know, but I just thought it was so interesting that you have this like whole conversation about how this event is going to go before it even happens. My brain does not function like that. Wow.
But everybody, I think, has that thought go through their mind. Is this person done talking to me? Am I done talking to them? How do I get out of this?
Yeah, like, I don't necessarily want to be asking these questions, but I'm being polite. But would they rather me just shut up? That's like what my brain, that's.
Everybody thinks like, is it time for me to get out of here?
Yeah.
Well, when you start talking about like playing the saxophone in fifth grade, you're like, all right, I think I'm reaching for topics here. Speaking of saxophone, do you follow Jennifer Gardner on Instagram?
I do not.
Of course I do.
She's my favorite follow right now.
See when she's walking the chicken?
Yes. She's really quirky and funny. And like, I was kind of indifferent about her
That's how I feel about her.
You should follow her on Instagram.
I've never been indifferent about her.
Just indifferent.
I love her.
Yeah. Amy's a fan, but I became a fan via Instagram.
Okay. I'll give her a follow.
Yeah. Yeah. I highly suggest. Anyway, she played the saxophone and did it for a commercial or something. So I tweeted about it.
She's a total band geek. She was like a band geek in high school.
Yeah. Oh. The band geeks are rock stars now.
The band geeks rule the world.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. Good to know.
Good to know.
I played the saxophone in fifth grade. I don't know if you heard me say that, but you didn't really acknowledge it. And it's kind of something that seems impressive. And you were, as someone who's in the music industry, did not seem to care as much as I thought you should.
Okay. Because like, I used to play every instrument under the sun. So like how well, like
I mean, was first chair.
That's impressive.
For how many years did you play?
Two. Fourth and fifth grade.
Could you still play now?
I bet it would be like riding a bike. Come right back to me.
Can we get a saxophone here next to me?
Yeah, I mean, my parents and sisters, like, they said I was really bad. Like, when I'd practice at home, everyone would get mad at me. But I got first chair, so there were some skewed lines there. Mm. Someone was wrong.
It doesn't surprise me that you're good, because I feel like you're a really good athlete.
Those are not, they don't go together. Yeah, in fact, nothing doesn't relate more.
Okay. There, that's where my brain goes.
Yeah, that sums you up really nicely.
Yeah.
I would like to go back to my last Monday night.
Let's.
So we recorded, we did the podcast. Mm-hmm. Then I went home, and then Ashley I invited me to go to the Justice League premiere. Mm-hmm. I'm not like a huge superhero. Like, you know, I've never been interested in the comics or anything. But Gal Gadot is Wonder Woman, mm-hmm. and Wonder Woman's part of Justice League. And Ashley and I both have an obsession with Gal Gadot. And so she was like, do you want to go and stalk her with me? And I'm like, yeah. I was kind of like, stalking was more of a joke. I was like, we'll stare and admire her from a distance.
But not.
Until, it was a joke until I found out that at the after party, all the actors are just like standing around and anyone can go up to them. It's not like they have security around or anything.
Right.
So we get to the after party.
Well, because they assume at the after party, it's like,
like normal people.
Yeah. Not stalkers.
Right.
You know what? There was a lot more people before I even went up to her. So we're standing over in her section and we're eating, just like stuffing our, it was just kind of embarrassing, just stuffing our faces. And we finish our food and it's like, all right, let's make our move. And at one point we all kind of got shoved out of the way because some like president of Israel or someone came up and they were talking. So we got booted. And I'm like, okay, well, what, how do we follow the president of Israel? Like, what do we do at this point? So we're kind of inching our way and Ashley's like, let's just go up and say hi and ask her for a photo. Like, she's taking photos and saying hi to everybody. So in my head, I start overthinking things and I'm like, what if I panic? And then I'm like, I'll just take the picture of y'all and I don't get in it. And I don't know. I just felt like I'd be bothering her. So then this girl comes up and she's all, hi, I know you. And I was like, oh, how? And she was like, I worked on The Bachelor. And I said, oh, Ben or Chris's season. She was like, oh, I actually worked on Jaden Tanner's wedding special. So I was like, oh, well, I didn't go to that. But anyways, we realized we knew each other. So I was like, okay, well, you're not working on The Bachelor anymore. But what are you doing now? She's all, oh, I'm actually Gal's assistant.
Did the heavens sing from above?
So good.
I blacked out for a second and I was like, get back in the game. And I was like, weirdly enough, as you came up, we were trying to inch our way creepily to ask her for a photo and say hi. Uh-huh. She's like, I'll just walk up and introduce you as soon as she's done talking to literally the president of Israel.
Right.
I'm like, okay. I don't know what I said to her. She complimented my outfit and our makeup. She was like, her assistant Katie is, she like loves her and was like, I love Katie. She's the nicest. Like,
I don't even think she's real.
She's really not.
She's really not.
I think she is Wonder Woman.
See, I feel robbed of my meeting of Gal Gadot because I wasn't a fan of hers until I saw the movie, to be honest.
And it was before you saw the movie.
And it was before I saw the movie. We interviewed her on the red carpet for Wonder Woman. And I'm like, oh, she's so nice. She's so sweet. And then I saw the movie and I was like, I just met Gal Gadot.
So
and
do you
I
think
like,
you love Gal Gadot or you love Wonder Woman?
Oh.
Both.
Okay.
I think Gal Gadot is Wonder Woman.
I think she really is.
I think does some like saving the world in her spare time.
I feel like she's the most real celebrity I've ever seen.
Yeah. I don't think you were robbed because I almost feel like you probably had a clearer mind than I did. You went up to like you could probably see her and then be friends because you weren't weird.
Right.
I was a little bit weird. Everyone said I wasn't, but you know, like in my head I was like I wasn't my best self, I'll say that. I could have been cooler.
But I know, but you're meeting like your hero. Okay, well here's a question for you.
Okay.
if Gal Gadot was next to Pink and you could only, and you were can only save one on your raft, because you're on a raft in the island, and you could only save one on your raft, who would you save?
Wow. Is Gal Gadot Wonder Woman, or is she?
She's like, just Gal. She's Gal. It's Gal and Pink.
Because like Pink's strong. Like she could fend off some like
so
sharks.
So you're picking up Gal.
And, what?
So you're going to take Gal on the float with you.
Wait, I feel like that.
And leave Pink to drown?
Wait, no, I was saying I feel like I could use Pink to my advantage if I'm stranded.
Oh, so you take Pink out of the water and let Gal drown.
No, you're okay. I hate this game. And I don't want to play anymore.
Okay.
How about I just throw myself into the ocean?
That's
and let
not
them
let
two
both
live.
Of them. Okay,
yeah.
That's nice.
They're good for the world.
What if we had Ellen Pompeo to this?
She's bit? Gone. Only. Wait, now, if you put Meredith Grey.
Yeah, different story.
Yeah, it's a different story.
Yeah. Wait, that leads us to the next conversation about the new person in your life.
My puppy?
Yeah.
She's not a person.
Well, that's a new person in your life, no?
She's just a new, like, soul? I don't know.
She's a living creature.
She's a living creature in my life.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I've always wanted a Pomeranian. Like, just recently I've been like, I really want a dog, but I'm not allowed to have dogs in my apartment. And also, I didn't know if I'd
wait,
be able
to... Wait. You're not allowed to have dogs in your apartment?
No.
But you have a dog.
I'm going to get a service dog license.
Yeah.
She's an emotional support dog at this point.
Is that just a bunch of hooey, all these people that have that? It's a bunch of hooey.
You know what, though? My sister told me that if apparently it's illegal to like question someone about their dog in California, it's considered harassment.
Yeah.
So I can quickly be like, you don't want to go here. This is my emotional support dog. You don't want to fight me on this.
Yeah.
I need her.
But the thing is she's still she. She doesn't have a name, right? Did you name her?
No, and I need a name. And so were you talking about the funny story? So my best friend from high school, Laura, she's just like one of those really creative minds, and she was helping me think of names. And she's like, what about Pompeo the Pomeranian? But like, I want her to be like Meredith Grey and not so.
Right.
Yeah.
So we X that
idea.
I would
like to clarify something. I've never met Ellen Pompeo. I don't know. I just, from things I've seen and different experiences, she seems very serious and not as like...
Mayor.
Mm-hmm. Mayor's serious, but...
Mayor's serious. She's not Gal Gadot or Pink.
Exactly. Pink. Anyways, I need help. I need a name for my dog.
Cause... I suggested Yang. How cute is that? Come here, Yang. Come here, Yangy.
It doesn't flow like, you know?
Like Pompeo?
It'd be like, come here, Pompeo.
What about Lexi? Mm. That's a cute...
Oh.
Lexi's actually... She kind of looks like a Lexi, too.
And like she's your sister.
JoJo suggested Gray.
McDoggy?
Amy. I thought I thought about naming her Gal. I thought it was so cute.
I think Gal's pretty cute.
Here's the deal. What if I become friends with Gal Gadot and then I'm like, here's my puppy, and she's all, what's her name?
I think we Gal. Cross that bridge when we get there.
Okay, bye. I just said that I would throw myself off a raft so that she and Pink could live. I would like sacrifice my life for them. Can we talk about Pink? I'm like dying to talk
okay,
about Pink's
yeah,
performance
let's talk
about
last Pink. Night. Let's talk about Pink.
Okay, she... scaled the side of a building.
She is legitimately Spider-Man.
Danced, flipped, and sang. Did not miss a note. The whole song. And you're underwhelmed
no,
or something.
No, I thought it was fantastic. I thought it was so good. However, I thought there were a lot of fantastic performances from the night as well that you were not giving any credit to.
Who?
Imagine Dragons
okay,
and Khalid.
I said I loved them.
Alessia and Zedd.
So I tweeted about her.
Christina Aguilera and the Whitney tribute.
I didn't.
That was solid.
It kind of underwhelmed me.
Oh. What?
Yeah.
Her voice is the only thing that's ever come close to Whitney Houston.
Yeah. I disagree.
What?
Yeah, I don't know.
I did see some tweets that were like, what, were Jennifer Hudson and Beyonce not available? I was like, rude.
really rude.
I think Christina has an amazing voice, but I don't think her sound is the same as Whitney Houston's, which I don't know if anyone's is, but she kind of has like a growl to her voice. And they showed a video of Whitney Houston singing right before that, I think. And so I was watching her. I'm like, wow, she had the best voice of all time.
Mm-hmm.
And so to me, Christina's, and I feel like she missed a beat or there was a part she missed, like the.
She missed the.
Yeah, she did.
Okay. Okay. So part of me that I didn't have chills. Did you? What?
You guys are lovely singers.
You're like, how is she correcting Christina Aguilera? When
Mark had to
voice?
Remove his headphones. That hurt so bad.
Sorry. I looked over and he looked like the emoji with like wide eyes.
Yeah.
Like, help.
What about Kelly? I missed it, but Kelly and Pink at the beginning. That's my dream combo.
It was good.
Oh, Tanya.
It was good.
Yeah. I will say, I mean, it was like
wasn't
good.
Like amazing.
They're both amazing, but it wasn't, you know.
Pink was a showstopper for sure.
Okay.
Maybe
so
because
why
you
did you act like I was?
Were you guys outside?
No.
So you're inside. It might have been kind of cool to be outside watching her scale the
oh,
building.
Oh, had I known? Oh, I think it was pre-taped, but also
no,
had,
it wasn't.
Someone said it was
then?
Pre-taped.
Oh.
Pre-taped seems more logical. Oh.
I suggested us going out. I was like, I feel like we should go out for this.
Yeah.
That would have been hilarious if you guys go outside and you're like, oh.
And then we missed it.
There's nothing happening out here.
She must be on the other side of the building.
Yeah, what side is she on?
We're like running around.
Although I do have to say, I didn't believe Becca when she said she was performing live. I was like, there's no way Pink is performing live while scaling the side of
like,
a building.
This is what bothers me. I am going through a very obsessed with Pink phase. I feel like I missed it years ago. And so now I'm catching up on how great she is. And so I've watched a lot of, well, I think since her album promotion, she was doing like a lot of interviews and stuff. So I watched a lot of them and she talked about how she will not lip sync. And how there's so many people who do it, and she's just like, I don't believe in it. I don't want to do it. Tanya's trying to argue with me that
like,
she
no
did not
way.
Sing that
she's
live.
She's singing live and flipping around on like sideways. She's sideways, and it sounded perfect.
Did you see her carpool karaoke where they're laying upside down at the end and they're singing?
Can't say I missed that one.
You tweeted about her. You said this has me rolling on the floor.
Oh, the part where she talked about Joey Fatone. Because I did see that clip, and that made me laugh out loud.
Oh. Well, don't like, act like you watched the whole thing.
Oh, sorry.
Like, wow.
She just wants someone else to have lip-synced along with Selena
oh,
Gomez.
Oh, thank you. I'm
okay
so glad you said
Selena Gomez.
Thank
did.
You. I love Selena Gomez. I love her blonde hair. Why?
Because.
It was her only live performance the whole year.
Who cares why? There obviously is a reason why. But the girl can sing live. Like, we've seen her sing live. So it's not like she can't. She just chose not to for whatever reason that may be. And you know what? I respect it. Because if she would have sang live and messed something up, that would have been the headline.
But why even singing to a track or something?
Yeah, I don't know why.
I think this was the thing to me. I felt like every single performer sang live, or at least to a track.
Yeah.
And it was... I felt like her performance was so hyped up, and she seemed really sad at the end. And it was like, we're all really happy you're here. Why are you so sad? I thought Bieber was going to come on stage or something.
According to TMZ,
oh,
Selena says she was singing to a backing track.
Oh.
You don't.
There were parts where her lips weren't really moving. So maybe like during the like big part she did. I don't if she did, she sounded good. I watched it again on TV.
I know, I want to watch it. I want to rewatch the video because I feel like watching it.
It was like hard to see.
It was hard to see.
Fans called her a fraud and accused her of lip syncing since she kept her head down and covered her face. But sources close to Selena say, no, that's not true. She didn't lip sync. She only used a backing track on the chorus, which is common during live performances. She didn't dance because she wanted to sing live. It's possible the feed wasn't mixed properly for television. But you were there.
Yeah.
Okay. And it looked like lip syncing there as well.
It just, something didn't look right.
But this is what I'm saying. I love Selena Gomez. And you love Selena Gomez.
Oh,
and we're not.
Yeah.
It was an interesting thing for me. And then seeing Pink flipping on the side, not that they're two different people and Pink has one of the best voices ever, but I don't know. I think it was, we could tell there were some times where the lips were.
Yeah, but for me, like, I also don't really care if people lip sync. Like, I'm whatever. Like, Britney Spears' show is all fully lip synced, and I'm like, do it, girl. Like, I don't really care. But I was just in disbelief that Pink was actually singing, and I texted somebody from the label, and I was like, is she really singing live? And they're like, yeah, that's her thing. And I was like, oh,
yeah. I was like, my upset bad. That you didn't trust
your knowledge, and I will never.
When it comes to the things
again,
that I am passionate about. I know my stuff.
The best part is Becca in the show. So they're like teasing her performance, like Pink's death-defying, you know, performance on the AMAs. And Becca turns to me and she goes, this seems dangerous. Like, I just started loving her. I can't have her die.
Yeah. They were like death-defying, beating gravity. I'm like, this does not sound safe.
Yeah. She's like, I just started liking her. She can't die. I was like, oh, yeah, okay, Becca.
But really, I meant it. Luckily, she didn't. Also tweeted at her. She didn't tweet me back. She might be going off the raft.
I feel like I admire that Pink is like the way she is.
What do you mean?
She probably finished her performance and went home with her family.
No,
and
she
was like, let me like hang out with my husband.
No, she like tweeted at a hater.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She's on Twitter. Oh. She was on Twitter.
Oh. Dang.
It's fine. Like, she probably just missed it. So, I know.
Oh.
So, yeah, when it comes to the things I am passionate about, I know my stuff. Something I am passionate about is what I wear.
And you always look so good, by the way.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Same to you.
Thank you.
What a moment. I talked about Everlane in one of our recent podcasts, and I wanted to bring it up again. My favorite thing, I go to a lot of stores, and whenever I shop and I see these like basic t-shirts or, you know, basics in general, and they're so expensive and overpriced. And I always catch myself wondering, like, I wonder how much that really costs for them and how much they marked it up. And Everlane is really awesome in the sense that they tell you what they paid for it so you can see what the markup is. And it's all very reasonably priced.
That's nice.
Yeah. So it's not like you're buying a t-shirt for $50 when it's only $7 to make. It's like a genuine, you feel like, okay, this is what they marked it up to. So you're getting to see it. They have tons of like basic essentials. Last time we talked about the bomber jacket. I put it on like the things that I love.
Can I tell you what I just bought?
Oh, yeah.
The cashmere sweater, because I love me some cashmere, and the puffer jacket.
I got the puffer jacket.
No,
yeah,
stop.
Yeah, the black one.
I got burgundy. I guess you'd call it purpley burgundy. I'm not really sure what the.
I need a new puffer jacket.
Yeah, I got a good. You would like it.
Really?
A good black one. Yeah.
And the puffer jacket is $88. It's like, do you know a lot of puffer jackets are like $400?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like you go on the site, you don't feel like you're being taken advantage of, which is a good feeling when you're shopping. It's good quality. I wear their t-shirt. I wear their little pocket basic tee all the time just because it's a classic staple. Their prices are 30 to 50% lower than traditional retailers. It's amazing quality. And some of the things I wanted to highlight, they have the cashmere crew neck. They have the 100% human box cut tee. That's the one I have. The silk short sleeve square shirt, the high rise skinny jean, the mid rise skinny jean, and then one of my favorites, the modern boyfriend jean. And then they have heels, they have flats. They basically have all the essentials that you need if you're going on to shop for clothes and needing just everything all in one spot.
Love it.
And your favorite part, right now, you can get free shipping on your first order when you go to everlane.com/Becca. That's everlane.com/BECCA. And one more time, everlane.com/Becca.
BECCA.
Yep. Free shipping on your first order. You will have no regrets. All of it's so good. And look at the bomber jacket. It's black, and Amy got the wine.
Purple burgundy. Wine. That would be the proper name.
Or isn't that called oxblood? I feel like oxblood was like a cool color like 2 winters ago. No.
Man.
Yeah. Stick to what you know, Tanya.
Speaking of sticking to what you know, Tanya Tebow, it has a beautiful ring to it.
You know, it really does.
I have a question about celebrity crushes. Because we know Tanya has one on Tim Tebow.
Okay.
Is it infatuation if you haven't met the person?
Have you met him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I have no idea.
You've met him?
Uh-huh.
When?
Like years ago. He spoke at a church conference that I went to in Seattle.
Hi, I'm Tanya. Hi, I'm Tim.
Uh-huh.
Sparks were flying?
I don't know if sparks were flying. But I have recently come back to this.
I was going to say, sometimes it's timing.
Yeah. Like, I don't know why it like hit me. I can't remember. I feel like somebody suggested it to me and I was like, yeah, Tim Tebow, this is actually really, really great. And it turns out that last night, so we went to the AMAs and we got invited to some of the after parties, and Grandma One and Grandma Two over here were like, let's go home and like get in our, she has a new dog. So she's like new mom, and I like had work in the morning. So we kind of politely declined. And my girlfriend texted me last night, and she, this is like 11 p.m. So I'm like out cold. And she goes, guess who's sitting at the table next to me? And I said, this morning, I was like, who is it? And she said, it starts the T. And I was like, no. And she said, yep. Literally the table right next to them. We would have been sitting there with Raquel.
What restaurant?
Delilah.
Do you know what? I could have, my Jacob knows him, my brother-in-law. And I could have been like, oh my gosh, like, could have, I, yeah. But guess what? I was taking my little puppy out for the 17th time to pee.
I could
while
not,
that was all happening.
I really like could not believe it. And so I, I'm thinking of other ways to reach out, because we've tried to get him on the show and it has not happened. So I was going to try and get my number two.
I haven't tried that hard to get him on.
Okay. Well, I was thinking of getting different ways, because I feel like it's some, like I'm getting a lot of people supporting the cause. People are really like supporting this cause. So I'm like, you know what? I should really try to make this happen in the least creepy way possible.
Do we know if he's single, or like, do we know anything about
nothing?
Okay. Interesting. And he lives in LA. We think. Okay, and he doesn't go out. There was something.
Oh,
that-
yeah. He doesn't go out very much. And I was like, is this my guy, or is this my guy? Is this my guy, or, right?
I'm all about this. I don't know him, but I'm all about it. From what I hear, he's a great guy.
Fantastic guy.
Yeah, and so I feel like, you know, this timing is everything.
Mm-hmm.
The timing is right. For Tim and Tanya. That's going to be y'all's hashtag when you get married.
I have some of Tim Tebow's favorite things here. So let's see how you would match up
with
him.
Who is your favorite actor?
I mean, probably got to have to go with Patrick Dempsey on that one.
He says Will Smith.
Oh, I enjoy
okay
Will Smith.
That
yeah. That's a good one.
Who's your favorite actress?
Gal Gadot?
I'm like, yeah. What's taking so long?
Yeah, I guess I'd go Gal Gadot.
Who else, though? I bet your second choice is his pick.
I know who it is. Can I say it?
Well, see if she says it, because if she doesn't say it, then it's not meant to be.
Who is it? Can I say it?
Who is your second favorite actress behind Gal Gadot?
Gadot.
There's a T. There's a soft T.
It's soft. It's silent. It's
very soft. It's not silent. It's soft. And I will...
What is it, Jennifer Aniston?
I'll find the audio proof. It is Jennifer Aniston.
Wait. That's wonderful. But let's back it up here for a second. It's Gadot.
Gadot. It's a very soft T. She's not French. It's a very soft T.
She's Israeli.
Becca, you've been using the T?
No.
It's Gadot.
I think it's silent.
Me too.
Gadot.
Before this interview, before this podcast
we'll find
ends,
out.
I will have
Hold
audio
on, though.
For saying
Jennifer
her own
Aniston.
Name.
Yeah, that's a big ding, ding, ding.
Jennifer Aniston.
Okay,
yes.
Yay. Keep going. This is
okay,
fun.
Next. Favorite band. He lists two here.
One Republic.
Rascal Flatts.
Oh! Love Rascal Flatts!
That just
this might
hit,
be Becca's
that
guy.
That hits a button for us.
Anybody else?
Can I say it?
Go ahead.
I'm going with Old Dominion.
Tanya, anybody?
I
need to breathe.
You too.
Oh.
That's a strike.
Well,
that's
he
fine.
Went to their concert in Denver. You know, maybe he's not a fan. He just got a ticket.
I prefer a man that doesn't enjoy 100%. Like if he liked Demi Lovato as much as I do, I would not enjoy that.
That would be the weirdest thing.
Yeah, so I like a little difference
that's
there.
That's true. And how about his favorite movie?
Elf?
Elf, really?
I don't know. Wait.
Old school?
No. Not terribly, but yes. Old school,
well,
but
no,
not
that's
super
the movie.
Old school.
That's the
old school is not it, no.
wait. I'm going to go with Remember the Titans.
You've
Brave
got mail.
Braveheart.
Oh, that's a great, that's a classic guy.
He's pretty manly.
Yeah.
So nothing there. Everything's fine. You're okay with Braveheart, Rascal Flatts, Jennifer Aniston, all
totally.
Good for you. Okay. All right.
This is going so well so far. We just got to get y'all to meet. Up until this point, we're killing it.
Killing the game.
Okay, but here's the deal.
Yes.
You have an event. You and Tim Tebow are dating. Mm-hmm. You're like, I only have one plus one.
Guess who my date is?
Who?
You.
Why? I'm so honored, but why?
Look how excited she just got because of that. Because I love you and you're my best friend and you're so fun to take as my date.
Even with like my weird social anxiety that
I
hide? Yeah,
totally. I like your social anxiety.
Great. I feel very confident in Tim Tebow. I feel secure in our relationship.
I think it's better to like bring your friends as your dates to things instead of
your
significant other.
Totally.
You know? Yeah. Like I feel like he's going to be like, no, babe, you go ahead. You go with Becca. It'll be
babe.
Yeah. Babe, he's going to call me babe.
Can we come back to real life now and after this commercial help an actual girl with an actual real life problem?
Yes.
Yes.
But this is real life.
No,
okay.
It's actually not.
It is. It's real. It's real. It's real. We're speaking it into existence.
That's fine. I'm totally for that. But it's not totally real yet. Just so we all.
We're on the cusp.
Yeah.
We're right on the cusp. I wanted to, speaking of weddings. I want
Who's
to talk about
married?
Zola. Wait, you and Tim.
Oh, okay.
I want to talk about Zola, which is a wedding registry.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that will do anything for love. So couples can register for the brands that they want on an easy-to-use website with the ability to personalize everything with notes and photos.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is like screaming my name.
Oh my gosh. We've got to get this Tim thing going so we can get you on Zola. We're all, hey, Tim, have you heard of Zola?
Can I get some baby pictures of you so we can put them with mine?
What's your middle name? I need some, like, monogrammed
initials.
Can
you marry me so we can register on Zola?
Okay, so it's a one-stop registry, sheets, a wine subscription, or honeymoon funds. Zola works directly with 450-plus brands, so the happy couple can find whatever they want in one place. So brands like KitchenAid, SoulCycle, Sonos, Ralph Lauren, and more.
Oh, my.
This is actually amazing.
Tim and I are going to be so happy in our Ralph Lauren sheets.
Do you know what? You remember that wedding I didn't go to?
Yes.
That we talked about a long time ago?
Yes.
I gave them like a nice little gift on their Zola site for their honeymoon.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah.
And sounds very easy. Was it easy?
So easy.
Oh,
and it's
nice.
Like sometimes... Like, I get that people register and they need the gifts, but a lot of the gifts were taken that I would have wanted to give. And I'm like, oh, but how nice for them to have, like,
an experience on you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Maybe I got them, like, a scuba dive session or something.
Yeah, that's so nice.
Some other benefits on the site. Couples can have gifts shipped now, later, or exchange them, which is really nice.
Oh, that is awesome.
Multiple guests can contribute to bigger ticket gifts. So, like, I guess, like, the honeymoon.
Mm-hmm.
You can export a list of your gifts and senders to make sending the thank you letters easier.
Oh, that's nice. I can't wait to send my thank you notes for my wedding.
Oh my God.
I know.
The things that
problems.
You enjoy
I know, I have problems.
Is so opposite of me.
I know. We're opposite in every way, shape, or form.
Oh my gosh.
I love writing thank you cards.
I know. And that's so like your just personality. You're like sunshine in human form.
Literally, if you get a thank you email from me, consider yourself lucky.
Yeah. If you get a text from me, like, it's really sad. I need to be better about it.
You guys, sign up right now for Zola.com. That's Zola.com/datepod. DatePod. It's the perfect place to register if you're getting married. Ideal gifts. Zola.com/datepod.
Tanya.
Yes. Becca.
We have not talked about something very important that happened.
What?
Your slava.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So
I didn't even know what a slava was till this weekend.
Yes.
I like saying it.
It's a very significant day in my family's life. It's a day that we celebrate every single year and with a big party. And this year, my mom invited lots of single men to our slava for me. She turned it into a real life Tinder.
Where did she find them?
This wherever. Is the best thing
like,
ever.
Wherever. Like, no. Like, she was like, if you have a son or a nephew or somebody that is single for my daughter,
your mom,
please bring
like,
them.
Made you the bachelorette for the night.
For the night, yeah. But I will like to say it worked because I met a really awesome guy. Without getting into the weeds and the details of who he is to my parents, we totally hit it off.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's a doctor.
I love that he's a doctor. You know
and
that.
And I fully was like, oh.
Oh, no.
Oh.
I go, I think I could scrub in on a surgeon. I've watched so much Grey's Anatomy. I think I could scrub in on the surgery. And he was like, oh, really? I fully take out my phone. I'm showing him pictures of Becca and I in our scrubs.
Wow.
Am I the only one in the room wondering where this leaves Tim Tebow? Like, I don't.
No, wait, Tim. No, wait. But this, I like the ending of how things ended that night.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he didn't get my number or anything.
But say what he said. It's so good.
He was
bad.
Like, are you on Facebook?
Oh, he's my age.
No, he's 34.
No. I don't.
Are you?
That's
on
an
Facebook?
Old person's thing to say.
I was like, no, I'm not. I'm not. Even though I am, I was like, no.
Okay,
like,
no.
Just in principle.
This is, yeah, this is my favorite part. She said, no, I'm not. Thinking in that point, he'd be like, okay, well, can I get your number?
Right.
And he says,
Instagram?
It's like, that's not better.
Wait, we need to add this to ask a guy today because now I'm confused. Like, do they not ask for your number anymore?
I think that, to be honest, I'm not even counting this as like a strike against him because I think he was just trying to be respectful. He's obviously friends with my parents. And I think it was like, you know, I don't know, I'm in your parents' home and I don't want it to be awkward. And I thought it was like actually kind of nice. So I'm not totally ruling it out. I think that like, you know.
Your mom couldn't have handed out your business card to everyone as they left. And if you'd like to reach Tanya.
Yeah. The best part is my mom was like, we can get his number. And I was like, no, nobody's tracking down his number. Like, I'm going to do this myself because I'm an adult and I can figure it out.
Can we call him right now?
I don't have his number.
Yeah.
Your mom invited a person over for dinner that she doesn't have their phone number?
No, my mom has it, but I'm going to find this man like a normal human being.
Like by a Google
through
stock?
Instagram.
Yeah. No, you got me too excited about Tim Tebow to be excited about this guy anymore.
I know. It's fine. We're still on the Tebow train.
I love the doctor aspect. So if it comes around full circle and he does find you on Instagram/Facebook, I fully support it. But I'm in team Tim Tebow. Well, it's a tongue twister.
We need a nickname so we can check back next week on how things are going. I suggest Dr. Slava.
Oh, it kind of sounds like Dr. Saliva, but I like it.
Dr. Slava, that's pretty good. Dr. Slava, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I love that too. I want to read some emails. I want to get into the ones where we like actually maybe help people, but I also want to read this one first from Megan. Ask Tanya if she could only have $20 budget for a date, what would she do? And then she says, have a fab week, eat lots of junk food, and don't work out.
Oh,
I love this
awful.
Person.
Okay,
Megan,
I actually have a really
friends.
Good suggestion for you, Megan. You go to the grocery store and you buy $20 worth of cheese and meats and breads, and you put it in a nice little basket, and you get a blanket, and you go down to the beach, and you have a wonderful little...
Okay, what if she lives in Ohio?
Oh, you go to the park.
It's cold there.
You go, oh. How do you know where she lives? There is not one thing that says she lives in Ohio.
Yeah, I know, but you're assuming we need all options.
Okay.
It's cold everywhere else.
Okay, park or...
It's cold everywhere else.
What do you do when it's cold out? We don't have cold.
Well, what if you go to the grocery store and you spend the $20 and you go back to somebody's home and you make dinner together?
Yeah, you make dinner together. I think going to the grocery store, buying groceries, and just spending that time going somewhere and making like a little spread is cute and festive and fun.
Do you like the idea of a first date being at your house?
No.
Oh, yeah, me too. I mean, I hate it.
But she didn't say first date. She just said $20 for a date.
I know. I threw that out there as like
first
a bonus
question.
First
date with like a stranger or first date with someone you've known for like a really long time?
stranger. I think it's different if you end up at somebody's house, but like starting off out, I think is the way to go.
Like, it's the safe route. You don't know where this Tinder dude came from.
Totally.
I only date people I know, and I prefer my house.
No, not the house. It's not the move.
Yeah.
Oh, the move.
This is also something.
Although, you know what we should talk to at some point on this podcast is my roommate, Rachel Grossman, because that girl is a dating machine.
Yeah, and she like crushes it and leaves the house at like 10 p.m.
And these guys like fall in love with her. I'm like, what is going on?
Yeah. It's so crazy. At the same time, like, we don't even put her, like, we...
Yeah, we take each other as our dates to everything.
And we go with each other as dates, and then we turn down the opportunity to go out and go to like a social dinner afterwards. Totally. Like, it's not like, oh, we're putting ourselves out there, nothing's happening. It's like, we're not.
It's so true.
But we should call her anyway, because I do feel like she really kills the dating game.
She really does. She could have some good advice for our listeners, I think.
And for us.
Yeah.
Which is basically like, get out of the house. Like, get out of your sweatpants.
And actually try a dating app.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you watch Grey's Anatomy?
No, I actually did not.
Tanya's, we're done with her. She's, you're not part of this.
Isn't this the last episode until
winter,
like,
finale?
Yes. Yeah. Right. Oh, no. So there's a new one on Thanksgiving?
January 18th.
No. Yeah. I'm going to soak this out for a while. We only have one episode till January?
Oh, what, are you going to watch it like halfway through? Like, what are you? What are
I'm
you?
Still I'm still rationing out Stranger Things because I don't want that to be over.
I can't talk about Grey's Anatomy. Do you know everyone?
Does anybody else do that?
Always. I have yet to watch the finale of Gilmore Girls because I just can't do it.
Y'all. So this podcast is talking about Grey's Anatomy as one of our main things, and I can't even discuss this last episode with you.
I might wait until January to watch it.
No one's going to care or like want to know our opinion on it anymore.
I don't want it to be over until January.
Watch it again come January.
Fine, tell me what happens.
I can't. It's so good.
You can tell me.
No, it was good.
Just
spoiler
the fact
alert.
That you like it is exciting.
Okay,
now
I was
going to
say,
three.
We can talk about this. Okay. It was the best episode this season.
The season?
I think so.
Wow. That's high
as
praise
like,
coming from you.
As far as me being like into it and when it was over, being like, that hour flew by.
This is high praise coming from Becca Tilly, who has been poo-pooing the past
and
couple
episodes. And you don't have like the feelings of like, oh my gosh, like my heart, but it's like.
Good.
Intense, yeah. And the cliffhanger is
what's the cliffhanger?
You have to watch it today and then text me.
Spoiler alert, just say it.
No. I don't want to. It's so good. Also, we can talk about this. Jackson and Maggie has to end.
And
soon.
I can't, is that still a thing?
They're trying to. And it is so not there.
I've never been less interested in a couple in my entire existence.
With any show or
any show, in real life, anything. I cannot with the two of them.
Yeah, that is just it's not even, there's no chemistry. There's no like good storyline. It's weird because they're like kind of somewhat intertwined and related or something.
Oh,
it's like that weird Brady Bunch thing.
Wait, let's give some advice to these.
No, I like
people.
This one from Abby. It's kind of interesting.
Okay. I like Abby, and then maybe do Samantha next.
Okay. So from Abby. Hi, Becca. I have a question for you. Recently, my boyfriend and I broke up after 2 years due to him Snapchatting my younger sister some very inappropriate things. Oh. I vented a lot to my best friend and ended up finding out that she told everything I told her to her boyfriend. Her boyfriend then told my ex everything that I had said. Her and I are no longer on speaking terms. She has recently tried to reach out, but I'm just not sure if I'm willing to be friends with her again.
Wait.
Love you all. First of all.
Yeah.
Hot mess.
Well, yeah, can somebody like,
where do we start?
Clip notes that for me. Why did I have a hard time following that?
Her boyfriend screwed her with her sister, and her best friend screwed her over.
Yeah. So her best friend, her best friend, she like vented to her best friend about it, and then
the best friend told the boyfriend.
Told her boyfriend, who was friends with the boyfriend who did inappropriate things.
Oof.
Why would he Snapchat her sister? That's like the one thing you don't do.
That is so creepy.
Oh.
Like if my sisters, if Robert was like creepily Snapchatting my sisters, I'd be like,
that's so gross.
Can you not?
Yeah. You know what? This is actually a good thing.
I was going to say, like, maybe you get a fresh start from all people, Abby.
But I think you have to be careful who you share information with, right?
That's a good
because
point.
You have to think ahead to the chain that could develop.
So true.
Yeah, that is
because
so true.
You got to know whoever you vent to is going to tell their partner. And then you have to, is that okay with you? Because if it's not, you shouldn't tell them.
But you know what's interesting is that if my boyfriend and I broke up for that reason and then I vented to my best friend and said anything about him, whether it was bad, the ugly, whatever, and he found out, I'd be like, good. Hope you know it.
Right.
Hope
right.
you know it.
Excellent points by the both of you. Let's recap. So Mark said, which I'm going to pay attention to, if you tell someone something, know they're going to tell their
significant other.
Correct.
Right.
Becca is also accurate in saying, who cares that this dude went to her ex-boyfriend because what he was doing was so creepy.
Yeah.
True.
So, yeah, Abby, you win.
Yeah, Abby, I think you're the winner out of all this.
Yeah, and I suggest Abby getting some new friends.
But maybe she could forgive the best friend. I'm toying with that.
If she's like a great best friend, then I guess, sure.
Because maybe she just was so upset. We don't know. We're not in the weeds on this. Maybe she was so upset. Like, I cannot believe Mike was Snapchatting Mary's sister, Abby's sister. Maybe she's just so upset that she tells her boyfriend. And then he goes and says to Bob or whoever,
right?
How dare you?
Right.
Or, what was that about, dude? You know, whatever.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm going to forgive the friend.
Okay.
Forgiveness is more than saying sorry.
No, it makes me think of that one Taylor song. What did she say? Because forgiveness is
a nice
way to do.
No.
Ah, I can't even say that.
This is why. Okay,
so did we solve that?
This is why we can't have nice things.
Yeah.
Okay. What did she say? Because forgiveness is a nice thing to do.
I can't even say it with a straight face. Yeah.
Wait, is that all in the song?
Yeah.
Oh, so saying forgiveness is kind of
overrated. Yeah. So Taylor Swift.
I feel like we solved Abby's problem.
Yeah. Let's go to Samantha.
Okay, you can read.
Okay. I need advice. I'm a single mother. My son is 5 years old, so I have a crush on a coworker of mine. He is 2 years younger than me, super nice, and a good guy. He told me he's liked me. He told me he liked me
as well,
and agreed we should hang out, but has never set up a day. Also, how can I tell if he likes me the way I like him without asking? A lot of questions there.
Okay, where do we begin?
Do you want me to just give my thoughts?
Yeah.
She needs to, Mark, you tell me what you think, some sort of an orchestrated group situation. Like, hey, Becca and I are going to see Rascal Flatts. Do you want to come with us?
Bring it back
to Tim Tebow.
That's my best go-to on that.
I'm all about that group setting first.
He's not going to ask you out. And it's not because he's not into you.
It's because he's a coworker.
As we've established here on this show and other podcasts, guys are very hesitant to do that because they're so afraid of rejection nowadays. Just afraid. And also the coworker thing is part of it. So yes, she needs to take the lead, but not in an aggressive way that's going to scare him off. Create some sort of social interaction. I agree with Amy.
I like a good group setting to figure out, to like feel out the situation.
But you know what?
Oh.
I'm over the like BS and we're all tiptoeing around. Let's do a group thing. If you like the guy, freaking ask him. Let's go. You want to come with me? I need a date for this. You want to come with me? If he says no, he says no. Then you know. If he says yes, then he's your date. And it's great. And you can make out and start a nice, loving relationship.
Should we DM? Should we?
Thank you.
Tanya,
I'm over the BS of this. It's like, oh, we're waiting for the guys, blah, blah, blah. Ask him.
Get direct message.
I don't have Tim Tebow's number. Otherwise, I would text him.
Make the move. You have the direct message.
I mean, Tanya's basically asked Tim Tebow out. She's put this on the air. On multiple shows, every show she works on, it will get to Tim Tebow.
And then it's your move, sister.
I told Ryan he should DM him. And he was like, I'd rather have him come in the show, come in here.
That just, to me, went against everything you just said. You were gonna
have no, because the thing is with direct message, there's a possibility, like, who checks their direct messages? A lot of people don't check their direct messages.
Okay.
And then it just sits there in an empty inbox.
Did you know that Pink proposed to her husband?
I love that.
Do you remember the story about, do you know actually how, the girl that did my makeup yesterday,
She knows pink?
She was at this, her parents own like a motorcycle company. And so she was at a race where Carrie Hart was racing. And she saw pink and went up and asked her for a photo. And she was like, hold on. And she held up a sign that as he passed by, it said, will you marry me? And then she put the sign down. She's like, okay, do you want a picture? And she's all like, you just proposed to you. Like,
I love that. I love that. You know what, Samantha? I say,
make the move.
Make the move. What if he says no, then you move on.
Okay, so what's the move? Give her some more. Like, because,
okay, let's see what's coming up. Maybe there's a Christmas party coming up. Maybe she has a Friendsgiving coming up. Maybe she has some work. Maybe she got an extra ticket to a, maybe you can buy two tickets to a concert. She has an extra ticket and she says, hey, I need a date for the whatever concert, Sam Smith concert. Do you want to come?
Uh-huh.
Boom. If he says no, then you move on and you bring a friend and you have a good time. And if he says yes, it's cutting out all the BS.
I like it. I like I need a date.
Yeah, date. You say date.
I need a date for this. Mm-hmm. Would you want to come?
Yeah.
Because it kind of takes some pressure off. It's not like, I love you, will you go out with me? It's like, I need a date. Would you want to go? And he'd be like, if it sounds like fun to him, I think he'll say yes.
Yeah.
Okay, but here's this is where I was going to ask what you thought about the date, because would you just be like, hey, I have an extra ticket. Would you like to go with me?
Hey, I need a date.
It's all phrasing and how you casually throw it away. If you say, will you please go on a date with me? He's heading for the hills.
Mm-hmm.
But I need a date for this thing. You want to go? He'd be like, oh, yeah, that sounds like fun.
Want to go? Could be
yeah,
so fun.
But if it's a concert, it's not. Like if it's an event or something, you need like a plus one or a date.
Yeah, that's why I'm hoping she has some sort of Christmas party, Thanksgiving, something, not Thanksgiving with the family, but like Friendsgiving.
She's on
the yeah, do you want to come be my parents? but something like that where you need a date, I think is the better way. But I'm just saying in case she doesn't have any of those things coming up, a concert is also a good
Yeah, but you don't need option. A date for a concert is what I'm saying.
Right. But Becca.
I'm just saying like.
I like it. Samantha, do it. Get
I
back
say
to us.
I do agree with being bold. I applaud you for that.
Thank you.
Yeah. But I just don't know if I'd be more like, if I have a concert, be like, hey, I have an extra ticket to this concert. Would you like to go? Or throw out like, I need a date.
Well.
For this concert that I bought two tickets for.
We're going to go more with the holiday party or Friendsgiving.
Okay. So if you have something where you need a plus one, you say, hey, I need a date, casual. It's fine
what
if you can't
just,
go.
What about hey, a group of us are going to Olive Garden, do you want to come?
I'm so supportive of Olive Garden, but I do think if she wants to figure out directly if
totally.
He likes her,
then
this
you
is
figure
the way
it
to do
out
it.
Right then and there.
All right.
And guess what? You have to know that he might say no.
And that's okay.
And that's okay. You move on and you have another date and you're like, this is so fun. I don't even need this.
I love, Tanya, your strength on this.
I've done this.
Yes, except that there's also been plenty of tears from Tanya. Like, you're coming across, I'm proud of you for coming across like, I am woman, hear me roar.
Oh, yeah.
But you're also a human.
Oh, yeah. Who, I get my feelings hurt all the time. 100%.
I just want people listening to know that, too, because we all take our lumps.
Well, oh, this is thing. I cry like a baby. I'm like an onion.
But we all.
Onions don't cry.
Yeah. I was going to say they have layers, but they make you cry, but they don't cry.
I like have an onion in my pocket at all times. I'm like Miss Waterworks. I get my feelings hurt all the time, but you know what? It doesn't keep me down. I'm still on the horse and
the
I'm going to keep
I say
going.
It is like, do you guys think you really could do that if you're Samantha? Hey, Mike, let's go. You be my date. I would just.
I do because I've done it. I've done it.
How did it go?
He couldn't go. And guess what? I moved right along.
I will say that even if Tanya gets her feelings hurt or she gets upset, she literally, when she says she doesn't let it get her down for long, it's true.
True.
She'll have the moment and then she's back at it. Back on the horse.
Back on the horse. And then I bring
Becca. And then
always comes back to Becca.
A soft spot to land. If the guy that she asked doesn't work out, she has me. Do you have a football as your icon?
I didn't pick that.
Please. Oh, I'm like, okay, wow, we're really getting into this Tim Tebow thing. She has like a football as her icon to log into her computer.
Yeah, this is not my own choosing.
Okay.
But I maybe should leave it.
Okay, so the holidays are coming up. Mm-hmm. My skin changes during this time of year. And last year, actually, during this time is when my skin like freaked out. and I was in full panic mode.
Yes, I remember this vividly.
So
I actually feel really bad because I think like your skin is something. I mean, it's like your face.
I always thought people were being dramatic when they're like, I didn't even want to leave the house, but I really did get it. I'm like, yeah, it's so much. I think about it.
Yeah. And you think everybody, that's what they're staring at when really they're not, but that's all you can think about.
Totally. So BioClarity is something I've been using. It's something that you use twice daily. It's a 3-step system and it is 100% vegan, cruelty-free, gluten-free, and paraben-free. And anything
that
is like natural based and doesn't have chemicals all in it, I feel safe with.
Sign me up.
So they have the Cleanse, Treat, and the Restore Gel. So the Restore Gel is the green one, has the chlorophyll product in it that takes out the redness. It's like very soothing and calming. And then that's my favorite part of it, just because I feel like when my skin gets so dry, that's what I want it.
Yeah. You know where I feel like they would sell this or where they should sell this?
Where?
The farmer's market.
I knew you were going to say that.
That's where all, yeah.
So our listeners will get their first month for only $9.95 plus free shipping. That's a $20 savings, and it comes with a 100% risk-free money-back guarantee. But you have to enter the code BECCA.
100% risk-free money-back guarantee is...
We always talk about it.
I know, but it's so good.
I know. That's what I'm saying. It's the same feeling as hearing there's no chemicals in it. It's like that safe feeling of like, okay, this is good stuff. So don't forget, it's bioclarity.com and the code is BECCA. That's
B-E-C-C-A.
You really like came in with me on those today. Yeah. Thank you. Like really pushed me along.
Yeah. A little pep in the step.
Hey, everyone loved Jana last week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's that was not like to love?
I know. I mean, it was just really, I feel like she was just open, like an open book and really flowed with us. It was fun. Okay, Dean, we need you right now. We're doing an Ask a Guy question. And normally we do callers, but we have you live in studio.
Live in the flesh, baby.
I'm a guy. Hello.
Y'all, Dean is such a beautiful man. You remember when we were friends?
Hi sis. How are you? So for the record, I've sent Becca probably like 6 consecutive messages on Instagram and have gotten one response. I got my first response today.
Are you sick, by the way?
Yeah. I'm a little nasally, so yeah. I'm sorry for the voice.
Wow. I won't be kissing you today at all.
Let's hope that carries over to every other day.
Wow.
I'm very sassy today, too, because I'm a little...
He's under the weather.
A little under the weather, yeah. So I'm going to be sassy.
I'm just going to get straight to the point, then. We won't waste any of your time.
Let's do it.
Or your voice. Okay, so we have an email from Jessica, and it says, what does it mean when a guy sends you flowers after they break up with you? Is it just a friendly form of closure? I've asked several of my girlfriends and guy friends, and they are all puzzled by his intentions.
Interesting. Well, every breakup is different, so obviously you can't say... certainly, but I've done that before. I've sent flowers to a girl that I've recently broken up with. It depends on, I don't know, how you maybe want to negotiate the breakup. Some people want to break up and never have conversations or anything again with that person. I personally like to value like friendships and all that kind of stuff after relationships. So, you know, say it's an ex-girlfriend's birthday. If you guys are still friends, I think it's a nice gesture to send that person flowers because at the end of the day, like you still value their friendship.
Yeah.
Did you break up with her?
I'm sure that
yes.
Yeah, I guess. Is that kind of like leading someone on, though, I guess?
Yeah, because it was your decision to end it. And so, like, you sending flowers, we're just like that hope. Getting flowers is so nice anyway.
Oh, my gosh. I'd be like, he wants to get back together.
Yeah, he's probably going to propose to me next year.
I mean, 2 weeks ago, I came into the studio and gave Amy flowers because I value her as a producer and as
a
friend.
She's not your ex.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
So, to answer this girl's question... I think that he's probably trying to keep her on her string.
Thank you. That's what I wanted to say.
And she should confront him and be like, what the hell is the meaning of these flowers? Yeah. I need answers now or never talk to me again.
Or is the move to just not even acknowledge the flowers
and
just be like, these are pretty. I'm going to put them on my table and like not even text
don't
the guy.
Don't Instagram story them.
Yeah, nothing.
Don't Snapchat story them.
Don't even acknowledge that they happen.
Yeah. Oh, that's the move, huh? Would that drive you nuts?
If... Well, I don't know how she feels about him. Yeah, it would drive me nuts for sure.
Well, he's an ex for a reason, girl. Don't go back, Jessica.
There's another possibility here, especially if it's a smaller town or a smaller group. Maybe it's college. It could be image control.
Because when you break up, she's going to go to everybody she knows. Oh, he's the worst. I can't stand that guy. He's the worst. She gets flowers. Well, maybe he's not that bad. And if there's somebody else in her world that he wants to maybe he's interested in, he doesn't want his image tarnished, and flowers are helping that situation.
Mm. That's so interesting. I wish we knew more details, like who.
Yeah, where they're from.
Oh, after he broke up with her.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I think Mark makes an incredible point, too.
But what about closure? Like, closure is such an interesting thing to me.
No, you have to get closure on your own.
Yes!
Bingo! Thank you!
That's exactly right.
I know this because I lived it, you guys.
Because you can't see someone that you once had these emotional feelings for and get
You're never going to get closure by talking to the other person. It has to just... You have to get it out.
Everybody should write that down.
Dang, that say it again.
You'll never get closure by talking to them. You have to get it on your own.
Wow.
Wait, describe that more. What do you mean?
Oh my gosh, Dean, it's so obvious.
You can't get closure with talking to them. So, you have to do it on your own.
So let's say break up.
A personal thing.
It's a personal thing.
Yeah, it's totally a personal thing.
Because I was searching for years for my closure of this relationship. And guess what? Even if I talk to him now, I would never get the closure that I needed from him. It was closure I needed on my end. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Well, so here's my thing, too. Whenever I break up with someone or someone breaks up with me, I don't carry those feelings very... Like, I don't hold grudges very long. So say I get dumped by a girl. 3 weeks later, if she's like, hey, I want to be friends, I'd be like, all right, that's fine. So maybe this guy is the same way, too, where he's like, I don't know. I kind of was thinking I was getting ahead of myself.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying.
But that means you've never had true heartache.
Yeah.
Oh, I for sure have had true heartache.
So then if you've had true heartache, how can you just be friends with the person? It's like stabbing yourself every day.
Because I'm resilient as f*** and I don't care.
This is a clean.
Not anymore.
Well, Dean dirtied it up. Okay. I think that's
the guy's perspective on it. Is the guy, a guy maybe is able to move on very quickly. And so that might just be a gesture of either image control, or he just wants to express that he still cares about that person, because you don't have to date that person to still care about them.
Right.
But I had a guy friend who every time he broke up with a girl, it was like cold, like did not talk to her. Like he was like, I know it's much easier for her. And so in his mind, he was like, I just like have cut it off. If she texts me, I don't respond because I know it's harsh, but I know it's better for her.
Nicest thing anybody could ever do. Like, I know that sounds so cruel, but I think it's the nicest thing that you can do, because I know from experience, if somebody breaks up with you and then they're texting you constantly and like sending you photos like, oh, this like made me think of you. It's like, why? Like, stop talking to me, please. Like, let me get to the point where you were like 2 months ago.
But then let's say that you and that person are in like a similar friend group or something. So in Los Angeles, you and this ex are bound to see each other at, you know, common times that you share with your friends.
Right.
Then I feel like that kind of adds a dynamic to where you almost have to be friendly with them. Because you're not gonna be cordial.
You don't have to be. Yeah. If you're with a group, you don't have to sit and talk in the corner with that person.
Right.
Dean, so good to have you here.
I feel like Dean's the exception, not the rule.
Dean is sassy today, too. He has like a vibe about him. He's don't
drop an F-bomb.
He's like,
well, thanks for having me.
That was good though. I liked both of those. I liked Mark's about the flowers. I thought that was smart.
One other theory is he cheated on her and he feels guilty about that.
Flowers are not enough, then, buddy. Yeah,
but she doesn't know.
Oh.
It's his own guilt. It's a way of assuaging his own guilt.
That's so sad.
Mark took it to the dark
place. I did. I know, but that's my other
theory. That gave me like more feelings than Grey's Anatomy has the last like season.
Yeah, that was so Maggie of you. That was so Maggie. Mark
or Owen.
Maggie or Owen.
That was so Owen of you.
Yeah. Oh. I feel like there's other things we didn't cover today.
There's always. It's always that way.
Guess what the beauty is? We'll be back next week.
Yeah, we'll be back next week.
I'm going to write it down because I just remembered what
I know. I need to write my notes, things I think about.
Yeah.
Let's wrap it up with one more thing.
Okay. There's our communication, how we need to work on our communication.
The pronunciation of Gal Gadot's name.
Hello, my name is Gal Gadot. I'm obviously Israeli.
Mark, you're such a winner. I hate being a loser, but like... I accept defeat.
Yeah. I actually knew Mark was right the whole time. Because we had to do it for Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
We had to say it right. Yeah.
Great. Well, someone lied to me because I would have been like, that's Gal Gadot. Like, if I just read it.
So, Gal Gadot.
Someone told me the wrong thing at one point. Thank you to sweet little Deanie baby for stopping by. I hope you feel better. Thank y'all for listening. I feel like there's always things that we need to talk about and we forget, but the good news is we will be back next week.
Sure will.
If you like what you hear, make sure you subscribe and leave us a review.
Yes, my mother subscribes.
Oh, yeah, Tanya's mom.
She gets pinged every time we have a new episode.
My grandma wanted to ask where she can watch us, so had a little lesson.
Yeah.
Leave us a review. We prefer the good ones. The bad ones, you can just email us. Don't put it in a public space. Email us at scrubbingin@iheartmedia.com. We'll be back next week. And until then, time of death, 1:22 p.m.